Hello, everyone. Welcome to Banner Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is February 8th, 2022, episode 104, season 5. And today's episode, I will talk about something a little different. I will do sort of like a debate or discuss which thing is better than the other. For today's episode, I would discuss Bernie Brothers Bakeries versus Dressel's Bakeries, both founded in Chicago. So this should be fun. So it's not a contest, really, of which bakery it is, but I'll let the listeners decide themselves. And there is a poll that I created on this episode. It's found on Spotify. If you listen on Spotify, you will find the poll, and then you can decide for yourselves which bakery you like the best. I assume a lot of people like Dressel's. I know. It's been discussed many times on Van Chicagoland Facebook page for many, many years. Okay. Before we get to the program, the program will go through a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Thrill, dish detergent commercial, Peach Thrill. Remember that. It's the scent of peaches. And here's a commercial from the 1970s. And the woman that is speaking is a very famous TV actress. She's no longer with us, but if you listen closely, you would recognize who she is. If not, I will reveal the actress at the end of the commercial. Okay, so here we go.
The way my family likes me best. Living and looking natural.
Dave says I'm lucky to have a natural peaches and cream complexion. Right down to my hands. Peach Thrill helps there. It's great. It looks like peaches, smells like peaches, and leaves my hands looking natural. Like a peaches and cream complexion.
Mama!
Oops, my turn at bat.
Peach Thrill leaves hands with a peaches and cream complexion.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Peach Thrill. They don't make that product anymore. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it at all. The actress who was speaking in the commercial was Mary Fran, who starred in the classic TV series Newhart. And she played Joanna Loudon, Bob Newhart's wife. And she was acting for a long, long time, since the 60s. And she was from St. Louis, Missouri. That's where she was born. And she started in a lot of TV shows, a lot of TV shows. I think the earliest one I remember seeing her was a Mary Tyler Moore show. And she played, she seemed like a sweet lady, but she really wasn't deep down. She was kind of racist, you know, because she belonged in some country club, and she invited Mary Tyler Moore to, you know, to play tennis, and Mary wanted to invite Rhoda, you know, played by Valerie Harper, and her friend didn't want her there. So that was at the times in the 70s that was very dominant, you know, of that kind of issue, still is today. And You wouldn't recognize her. You recognize her voice, but she looks so different. And then she did some other guest spots on TV shows, and then she got the part for a Newhart, and she was there for, I think, 8 years. During the 1980s. Still funny show. I like the first Bob Newhart show better, you know, with Suzanne Bleshette as the wife. She was awesome. Okay, and as for Peach Thrill, like I said before, it's not around anymore, but I remember other dishwashing liquids over the years. Joy is still there. Do you remember the old commercials where you could see yourself on, see your reflection on the plate? That was in the 70s. I remember that when I was little. And they had Ivory. They had, you know, Ivory Liquid. I can't, there was Swan. I remember, like, on the Lucy Show, starring Lucille Ball in the 60s, that was their sponsor. Yeah, you don't see that anymore. And, of course, they have Dawn. They have that. And also there's Ajax. And, of course, Palmolive, famous for Madge, you know, the beautician. So, yeah, some products are there, some are not. Okay. Okay, now we'll go to the topic of the episode, which I mentioned earlier. It's Bertie Brothers Bakeries versus Dressless Bakeries. Yeah, like I said before, it's not a, it's like a debate, but I'm going to discuss things that I like both of them. There's not too many dislikes about the two places because they were both wonderful, and they're both gone, unfortunately. And I will discuss, the first one I will discuss is Bertie Brothers, just a brief history and what products they sold, what kind of cakes and rolls they had. Okay, so Bertie Brothers was founded in 1910 and in Chicago, Illinois. And let's see, they had their first factory on Racine Avenue in somewhere in the city. Then they, from what I've heard from people on my Facebook page, Spanish Chicagoland, that they had a big factory at 4600 West Chicago Avenue. Yeah, that's about right. And it was there for a long time. And then they sold the interest to Beatrice Foods. And then it turned into a wholesale division in 1976. And then the rest went to Entenmann's Bakery. And then by the time Entenmann's bought the company, the name of Bertie Brothers disappeared. It was gone, which is a shame. I wish it would remain. But, you know, they had standalone bakeries for a long, long time. And then and I think Jewel struck a deal and they carried the pastry, the cakes and the pastries in their stores. And I used to see them in the 70s all the time with the pink boxes and the yellow ribbons. You know, they had a yellow like that. And what I remember, they had them in the, by the bakery section, you know, like some of the cakes were frozen. You can still find that today, a Jewel like that. And so I will tell you what they make most of the time, okay, and they made a lot. They really did, and some were awesome, really are. Okay, and they made cheesecakes, they made coffee cakes, German chocolate cakes, you know, and one of their famous recipes they made was Louisiana crunch cake. I've had Louisiana crunch cake. It's delicious. I love it. But I remember having Bertie Brothers. And from what I've told and read from the comments on my Facebook page, that people remembered that fondly. They loved that. They loved that cake so much. They really did. And they also made the strudel, the birthday cakes, rolls. Anything chocolate, their chocolate chip cookies, I heard they were awesome. Yeah, and I remember eating those. And I remember, so there were times my mom would buy them. She would buy from Bertie Brothers, but she brought Dressels too. So she alternate. You know, they were both great. And then one was Southern Crunch Cake. That's probably the Louisiana. And then they had locations. A lot of them all over the Chicagoland area, and a lot of them on the north side. They really did. They really did have that. South, not so much. Not so much. Of course, they expanded to the suburbs. They did that. Of course, they made They also made their coffee cakes. I think I mentioned that before. It was great. I found an ad about chocolate iced donuts. Oof. Oof. Also, their bread was called mellow crust bread. And I remember seeing that. You know, it was like a buttery flavored bread. Oh, that sounds wonderful. You know, there's around Easter time or Christmas, they made some wonderful desserts, you know, like lamb cakes or cupcakes, you know, with, you know, coconuts and all that. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And let's see. So whatever they made, it was delicious. I remember the shopping bags that were kind of brown, you know, and it said Brody Brothers, B-R-O-S, not Brothers, full name like that. You know, and so they were, and I still miss it to this day. You know, I think a lot of people do. Also, during the 70s, they had these heart stickers, you know, with the smiley face. You know, that's how it was in the 70s. You know, that was part of that. Their trucks, if you would recognize a Brody Brothers truck because it was pink and white. But if it was a, you know, but if you saw a truck drive by and it was pink, you knew it was Brody Brothers. You knew it was that. Okay. So, like I said before, you can, I have a poll on at the end of the episode. You can decide which one, if you want Brody Brothers or if you like Brody Brothers or Dressels. So let's see. Let's see what else they had. Well, no, that's about it. Okay. Also, country bread. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You know, I think I remember the donuts they had at Brody Brothers. They were much better than Dunkin' Donuts. I really thought they were fantastic. I really thought they were. Okay. Well, the next thing I will talk about is Dressels. Now, the excuse me. So, let's see. They had a bakery. It was at 3254 South Wallace Street in Chicago. And Dressel was from Germany. They were born there, and it was Hermann Dressel and his older brothers were Joe and Bill, and they founded the bake shop at that address I just mentioned. And then, so it became an institution, and eventually they built a huge factory, manufacturing facility at 66th Street and Ashland on the south side of Chicago. So they probably had a bakery there as well. So you walk in and you can take a whiff of that beautiful set, you know, those beautiful cakes. And of course, the famous cake that Dressel's makes was the fudge, you know, the fudge whipped cream. I always forget how to say that. It's because you know what? It is indescribable. It really is at times. And imagine. So they became very popular as well. I don't know. I'm not sure if Dressel's was in competition with Brody Brothers. They seem they were. Maybe they were. I don't know. I have no idea about that. And let's see. And so they were famous for their whipped cream cakes with the chocolate frosting. Oh, you can still find that cake at Wolf's Bakery in Evergreen Park on 95th Street, west of Kedzie. They will make that for you. I've never bought it. Some people have. They said it's almost identical to it, but it's very close to it. Very close. They're also famous for their lemon fluff cake. I like to try that too. And so if you're in a craving or a hankering for and a craving for that for the fudge cake, you know, the whipped cream cake, head down to Wolf's Bakery. They'll make it for you. Also, they made party puffs, strawberry shortcake, cupcakes, coffee cake, pound cake. I heard their pound cake was awesome. I remember that. Cheesecakes and also, you know, cream pies. They made pies, chocolate cream pies. And there was a lot of stuff they made, you know. And it was around for a long, long time. And then They opened the outlet stores, but mostly grocery stores carried them. Like, for example, Jewel, Dominick's, National Foods, Hilo Foods, especially Hilo Foods, you know. And they also made birthday cakes. And I believe if you order a cake, you know, a birthday cake, they'll make it for you. They could do that. I believe they did that. And also, they make cake, bake cakes for graduation. You know, I remember seeing ads for that. I really did. And I have a picture of a thermometer. And this thermometer, it's like a wall thermometer. You hang it on the wall, of course. And they list the bakeries at the time. So I think it was like in the 40s or the 50s. And one was at 1237 West 79th Street. That's like Racine. The other one I mentioned was at Wall Street. You know, that was the first place they started. Also on 79th and Jeffrey, that's like, you know, it's 2115 East 79th Street, where I used to live in the South Shore neighborhood. Of course, there was another bakery in 6044th West Cermak Road, and I think that's Cicero. Yeah, I think it's Cicero. And so, like I said, you did find them at stores, and I found an ad, which was cool, and it had like a coupon. And it lists all the beautiful cakes. And like I said before, they had the cream puffs, cheesecakes, coffee cakes, sometimes pecan, apricot, you know, apricot flavored. You know, so that's real good. And they called the party puffs. I remember that. And the Danish sweet roll. Also that. There was a cake called, in the old days, they call it the whipped cream cake. It was the Fridgy Freeze cake. So you put it in the freezer and save it. You know, let's say, for guests coming over or like kids come over and you, hey, let's have some cake and milk. Your mother would pull it out of the freezer and you have it. That would be fun. You know, they did because when I was growing up, that's happened to me. Sometimes my mom would buy two fudge cakes from Dressel's, and she would, you know, have one. We would have one after dinner and save one for a special occasion, which usually happened. You know, sometimes people drop by unexpectedly, and I'm sure it happened to every. I'm sure that's happened to everybody. So luckily, my mom had a backup plan. So it's like that. Of course, she had to hurry, you know, to take the cake out of the freezer to let it defrost a bit. So that was fun. Also, they also made strawberry shortcake. I've had that once. It was awesome with ooey gooey strawberries like that. Also, they made strudel. You know, and one I remember, they made a triple chocolate cream cake. And that didn't last long, but I'm sure it was excellent. So, you know, and they had a lot of coupons, you know, advertised on the newspapers. So you could buy one, get one free. They usually do that. You know, and they also had made Boston cream. I have not had Boston cream pie in a long time. That is great. I love that. You know, I don't know if you can find it. It's hard to find stuff like that. And let's see what else. Ooh, they made eclairs, which I love. And there was a coffee cake I saw an ad for National Foods. It was called Cinnamon Pull Apart Coffee Cake. So you don't need a knife to slice it. You open the box, pull it apart with your hands. You know, kind of messy, but it's fun. You know, what are you going to do? Okay. Then, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And then they stopped making them, I think, about the 90s. And they don't, I guess, the remaining family members, like they didn't want to continue anymore, which is a shame. I wish they did. You know, that would have been great. You know, they should bring this back. They ought to bring it back because I'm serious. You know, we all miss it. We really do. Okay. So, which one, you probably wonder why, which one I like better. And I like both. Both bakeries were wonderful. Bernie Brothers and Dressel's. Someone on my Facebook page mentioned, what about Davidson's Bakeries? That's another Chicago bakery, you know, but a lot of people don't remember that, really. It was around for a long, long time. They had a few locations on the north side of Chicago. There was one. One was on Howard Street by the L. And there was one location where it was on Randolph Street next to Mammy's Restaurant, right across the street from, I wouldn't say, yeah, but not Marshall Fields. No, I don't think so. I think it was Marshall Fields. I get Mr. Fields and Weebles mixed up in Carson's. So I think it's Carson, Peary Scott. And then it's Marshall Fields and Weebolts. So I think it's Weebolts. So it's on Randall Street. Forgive me for being, making a mistake, you know, but they had a look, they had a Davidson's, bakery there on that location, right next to the Trailways bus station. So, you know, if you, it's kind of inconvenient, you know, if you're coming somewhere, and then landing, you know, and arriving in Chicago, and you're in the mood for some sweets, drop in the bakery, pick up a cake or a sweet roll, you know, that's pretty good. And yeah, but they had a couple of them on the north side. And let's see, I think I found a few locations of Davidson's. Ah, here we go. Yeah, they had them on, used to be on Van Buren Street downtown, and believe it or not, none on the south side. I don't know why. Because I guess, like me and other people living on the south side, I've never heard of it, unless they went downtown and shopped for it. That's a shame. Okay, and one more bakery I want to mention. It was a local bakery where I lived in the Roseland area. In the neighborhood in the early 70s, I lived on top of a shoe store. It was Shift Shoes, and my father owned the property. Across the street from there was Bagel's Bakery, and a lot of people who have lived in the Roseland neighborhood during that time, probably in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, they remember this place. And I remember walking by it, and you could smell the wonderful aroma of baked goods. You know, every time you go walk into a bakery, oh, or like a candy store, it's unmistakably delicious. And one time, my mother took me and my brothers to Palmer Park. That was about a block away. And you know what? It was a day that, you know, she didn't feel like cooking, so she took us out to lunch or like dinner, and we stopped off at Chicken Unlimited, which was on the corner of 111th and Michigan. And the chicken was awesome. I talked about Chicken Unlimited on another podcast. I might do it again in the future. And, you know, and then we had that. And then she said, how would you like to pick up something from the bakery, which is at Bagel's? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. And we couldn't decide what, you know, because usually if we wanted a treat, we could have went to Gately's People Store. That was on 112th in Michigan. They had the famous donuts where you could watch, they make they had the donut machine. You could watch them how they make it. Sometimes we had that, but this was special. So we went to the Bagel's Bakery. And I remember buying my first chocolate eclair. Oh, delicious. I loved it. And the smell of it. That's where I had my first eclair. Also, my brothers had the same thing, but they had donuts and bread, you know, and it was great. Cookies, you know, it smelled heavenly. I loved it. Oh, you missed that bakery smell. And, you know, that's a wonderful memory from my childhood, you know. Today, you know, I try to cut down, you know, like donuts and stuff. It's not good for you, especially my age, especially my health condition. So, just eat in it. I eat in moderation. Just take it easy. You know, if I want to have a donut, I'll probably have one maybe once a week, maybe not, maybe once every 2 weeks, you know, or once a month. Just be careful. Okay, and so, like I said previously, you know, Bernie Brothers and Dressels, we miss you. Please, someday I hope you come back. I hope you come back. We miss your wonderful desserts. And people still talk about it to this day. It's lovely memories. Lovely memories. Okay, that'll be all for today. This is episode 104, season 5 of Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. You can join me this weekend. I don't know when I'll do the next episode, either Saturday or Sunday, probably Sunday, but it's Super Bowl Sunday, so I don't know if people have time to listen to me. They have the game on their mind. I can understand that, you know, but we'll see. Time permitted. Okay. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for listening, and bye-bye for now. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner. So take it away, Ray. So long, everybody.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.